is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR-FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
We're live?
We're live.
Any viewers?
None right now.
All right. Okay. We're going to wait.
Any moment now. 3, 2, hi.
Who will be first? It's a mystery.
Who will be first?
Three.
Hello. Hello. And hi. Hello, all
11.
Three.
Oh, wow.
11.
Oh,
wow. Wow, that jumped up.
Didn't that
16.
Seven? Wow.
16. Hello, all 16.
My God, like rabbits.
What up?
What up?
How you doing?
The Chaz and AJ After Show, After Friday, Friday After Show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Chaz, AJ.
Hey.
Ashley.
Hello.
Phil.
Hi.
How are you? How are you? This is, you know, I feel like the most honest I can be is on the air, right?
Yeah.
Where you can actually say how you feel,
uh-huh.
And there's no person standing right across from you to like, hey,
right.
Are you? You know, it's not like being at a cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, so how you doing? How's the children?
You know, like, give a shit.
I feel like on the air, I could be the most honest. This is an even a deeper level of that. I feel like, well, no one... Except for us.
Unfiltered honesty.
Right.
The five of us in here.
Yeah, right. There's no FCC. There's no...
You don't have to put it in a pretty package.
Yeah. So, you know, if you guys want to chime in and ask stuff, Phil's monitoring the mm-hmm. Facebook page and I don't know, whatever you guys want to talk about.
Right. Adam is impressed no one's in a food coma. I feel like I'm in a food coma.
I'm in a food coma.
Mamsie said last night was so much fun.
I almost posted a picture of Mamsie's boobs.
Almost.
All right.
What's
so
stop you?
I actually, it was posted for a second and then I was like, this is going to come back to me. Probably not even in 10 years, like in 10 hours.
Right.
So
10 minutes.
Jennifer took a picture of her shirt and it was a funny shirt.
It was a mermaid shirt.
A mermaid shirt.
Talk to her about it. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. But what did it say on the shirt?
I don't know what it said. I just had a picture of a mermaid on it.
That's all she cares about.
Yeah.
It's a mermaid.
It's exactly what I said to her when I walked up to her.
Right.
I said, "Your shirt has a mermaid on it. I love mermaids." And she said, "More than Disney." I said,
"No, not really.
Disney mermaids, though.
Disney mermaids." What did the shirt say? But so the picture I got from Jennifer was just the shirt.
Yeah.
What it says on it,
right?
You know,
the boobs were under the shirt.
The boobs are under the shirt,
yeah.
And they're very pronounced. And I was like, so I posted it. I thought, oh, this is great. And then I thought about it for like 5 seconds. I'm like, you know what? I don't want, this food fest has been so great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want any trouble.
Yeah.
I don't want anybody like.
Any fallout.
Mamsie has no problem with you posting it. So
no,
if that's the hesitation.
I know that.
Okay.
Definitely not that. It was.
She's cool. It's the rest of the world.
I don't want, hey, did you see the comments on the.
Gotcha. All right.
None of that crap.
Fair.
All right. Let's see what her shirt says. It says, bite. Me bait brand. Bite me bait brand.
Gotcha.
Bite me bait.
Get any lately. Oh, and it's a very sexy mermaid.
Like pinup girl mermaid.
So it's like a
perfect
bait shop shirt.
Mm.
Pinup girl mermaid.
Right.
She doesn't really have much of a top on.
No.
Can I see?
Excuse me? Excuse me?
I'm just curious.
Is something you might know about here?
Okay.
No, sorry your shirt didn't make the post, ma'ams.
Right.
Mamsie says, how do you think they look, though?
Excellent.
My name is Mamsie.
Excellent. I was very happy to post the picture.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, I got to take that. I told Jennifer it's like really late. I'm like, yeah, I posted it and I took down that picture and she says, it's Mamsie. I'm like, I know it's not going to be a problem.
Well aware of that.
Yeah. With her.
Better safe than sorry sometimes. That's
I
all.
Just, you know, and
exactly.
This is what they do to you.
Making mountains of molehills.
They wear
here.
People down.
Yes.
To where you just
give
like,
up.
Ah, okay. It's not even worth the effort.
White flag goes up.
So, but yeah, no, it was great. Great time. Holy cow.
Yes. Holy cow.
Food.
Mm.
You know, it's one of those you want to freeze it in time moments.
Yes.
I want to go and go through it all over again.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to do the whole thing over again.
It's exciting.
I want to eat
right
at all those places. Every single one of those places. And to go from the most delicious scallops to take a step over and now you're at Bear Smokehouse.
Four steps.
And then you take a step over.
And there's a 70-pound roast beef.
The moink balls.
Like, what the hell?
What
it
the
was
hell?
Insane.
Amazing.
Yeah. And Ashley had what was your favorite mac and cheese?
I loved Seeley's Deli. I kept going up to the table like three or four times. And every time I would just kind of look at Amanda and like kind of smirk at her. And she goes, enjoy.
Yeah.
I slyly took it off the table. It was so delicious.
And everyone was great, but they were really great about, you could have as much as you want.
Yeah. Yes.
They're like, we made a ton.
Yes. Yeah.
That was really good. I've had the Bear's mac and cheese with the pulled pork in it a number of times. It's my second favorite thing that they have on their entire menu. My first is the burnt ends, which is,
but the moink
that
balls
is a
are awesome.
Super treat. The moink balls are tremendous.
Amazing, amazing. And we have to mention Little Pub's little pulled pork tacos.
How cute were those little tacos?
Those were so cute.
Those things are so friggin' delicious.
They really are so good.
Yeah.
Bite-sized tacos.
That's just in one row. Like, all the things we just mentioned, like, we didn't even get to, like, outdoors yet.
Or even the other half of the room.
I know.
We found it was parties. It's great pizza.
You know, Jennifer wears a uniform at work, right? So when she's out in public, people will see her and be like, I know you from somewhere. But they can't place it because she's not in uniform. I'm sure this happens to the cops all the time.
Yeah.
Right? And, so I went over to that table, Little Pub, didn't see the sign. And I see these tiny little tacos. I'm like, oh, this is cute.
Yeah.
And I take a bite. I'm like, oh, my God, these are amazing. Wow, what is this place? I'm like, oh, shit, I've had this before.
I knew
a couple days ago. The first time, but I didn't, like, do the math.
A couple days ago.
I didn't recognize them as these little cute bite-sized tacos.
Because we were spoiled and had, like, the actual size. Yeah.
Either way, delicious.
God.
Man.
Yeah.
They know how to rock it.
They really did.
Yeah, it really was, you know, and I know it sounds like bullshit when you say there wasn't a weak link and everybody was great.
It's true.
It's true, though.
It was true.
It's true.
I saw so many people walking around with the popcorn from
Bowtie
Cinemas, the gourmet popcorn, and just like eating that in between, like literally mouthful of popcorn. It's like, where do we go next?
You know, Jeff from Brewport.
Yeah.
He brought that Wellington's root beer.
Yeah.
And he goes, I went through all the root beer. He goes, because you mentioned that you loved it, how much? He goes, everybody came for the root beer and they friggin' drained me. That barrel was drained.
Did you see what he was wearing?
Yeah. He was dressed as Wellington.
Yeah. With a monocle and a pocket watch and a vest and the tie with the gears. I loved it.
It was brilliant because now everybody wants to take a picture with you.
Yes.
And then it gets posted.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yep.
I mean, the guy's been a brilliant marketer forever.
Yeah.
That beer that his son came up with, what's it like? Red, orange, something.
Blood orange
IPA.
Yeah.
That's his son's mix.
Oh, cool.
Get that. Like his son came up with that.
Isn't that one bad beer there?
No.
No, they're all good.
And I spent at least half an hour talking to the wine guy about the specialty bourbon.
Nick, the wine guy.
Nick, the wine guy was amazing.
Yeah, he seemed a little glowy.
He chose the bottle, the barrel rather, himself for this bourbon, the Hudson bourbon that they brought. And it's, you know, he explained on the air how it's the only one that exists on the planet was what they had. And yeah, we had a little bit of that bottle together talking about it.
Yeah, you were very glowy when you came back to
us.
Yeah, it's funny. So I finally made it over to that room. There was one room with just a bunch of alcohol in it.
Yeah.
And I see Phil over there. Phil's happy already. I could tell when Phil's like,
he's cooked.
He's had a couple of drinks.
Yeah.
Like, all right, he's cooking. And then I go out to the food trucks outside, hit all the food trucks, talking to people. The video guy always takes a long time to set up. He's like, oh, you want to do a quick? It's never quick.
Not quick.
So we're standing outside. We finally get it. He's great. And then
he wants to get it right.
Yeah, he wants to get it
right. Not wrong with that.
Right. And then we talk to a couple more people. We go in, and Phil hasn't moved.
Nope.
I'm like, okay, he's got a buzz on.
Yep. Nope. But yeah, it was great. People are asking how it was. It was fantastic. It was what he called like a baby bourbon. So it wasn't like fully aged for like 8 years or whatever. So it had like a little bit of a bite to it, but he had mellowed it out with some more spice. So it was very complex for like a younger aged bourbon for the people that are asking. I won't go deeper. I could talk about it for another 20 minutes like this. I know I'm going to lose a lot of people. It was very good.
No, I think it's almost a separate podcast. Like you talking to this guy.
Oh,
I think a lot of people would find that very interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. That Attitude Vodka.
Got Attitude Vodka.
Is some, got at, that is some shit,
that's
too.
Smooth.
It has attitude.
That's smooth.
$26 a bottle, man. I'm like, sign me up
I
for
like
a
to try
case.
A martini with that. Nice, nice martini. Try
that,
martini.
Well, that strawberry lemonade that he had with the vodka, I don't know if you guys know, but there was a lot of vodka in there. I couldn't taste it at all, which was dangerous.
Right.
I saw people that were taking the shot of vodka and pouring it in. And he's like, you don't need to do
it's
that.
It's already in there.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah. I miss that.
Yeah.
Damn it.
You miss, I mean, that was one of my favorite things that I tasted. It was unbelievable.
It, it was again, I want to do it all again.
Yes.
You know, it's one of those, I just want to do the whole thing again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was incredible.
And then the burrata.
Great night.
The burrata. Yes. So he brought it in studio to us from Terry Lodge over the heirloom tomatoes. And then when he added the pumpkin, I was like, I think I like it better with the pumpkin. Yeah. I never thought that I like, if I saw it, I'd be like, I wish it had tomato. Didn't miss it at all. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
The I feel like we almost now have to mention everyone that was there.
I know. I could go on.
But if we don't mention a place, it doesn't mean anything other than we're a little bit tired.
Yes.
And there's so many. They were all great. Mm-hmm. Like, look it up on the website. They were all great.
Yes.
Tom Haynes is great. He walked up to me, said, what can I do for the toy drive? I'm like, I'm holding you to that.
Yep, yep.
But he was brilliant, right? We do rock trivia for foreigner tickets. He comes up because we're asking the audience, the tribe, hey, you ask us any question, stump the show.
About rock.
Rock trivia. And he goes, yeah, how much weight is in a cubic yard of rock? We're like, we don't fucking know.
Still
we're
not rock.
We're not still rock.
We're not trivia.
Yeah, we're not geologists. We have no idea.
But then, so he wins the tickets and he hands them to that lady who starts crying.
She, yeah.
And it's like an Oprah moment.
It was.
Like, oh, that was pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everybody got a car, though.
It was a fun, fun night.
It was.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Right now.
Yeah.
Tried to parties for the first time.
That
Schkadol pizza was amazing.
My God.
You have to try it?
Yes.
Oh, with the garlic and the beans. No, oh, my God.
I like that they put the beans under the cheese so they weren't like rolling around.
Exactly.
On
yeah. That was amazing. That was amazing. The Schkadol pizza.
Hate to have a rolling piece of pizza.
Yep. You don't want to leave a bean trail behind.
Yeah. No.
No, the Schkadol was amazing.
Yeah, Zupardis. That was, I was telling them, it's like hearing about, I don't know, like growing up listening to a band and then meeting them.
Yeah.
And you just hope that it's what you think. And it was so far above. Like, I've heard Zupardis called in.
Yeah.
So
every
many
time
times.
With my pizza, Zupardis comes up.
Right. Never had it before.
Yeah.
And I had it.
I get
and
it.
And it was, I get it. I
totally get it.
But, you know, Zoe's, like, I have all the time. That was
I
great.
I love
Zoe's
their buffalo fantastic. Chicken pizza.
Yeah.
That's my favorite. It's the first thing, because right there when you walked in the door, and that was the first thing I scooped up.
Yeah. Sans was great.
And he told me the whole story about naming one of the pizzas after his son. Did he tell you that story?
No.
So one of his son, he was naming pizzas on his menu, and he has one for his daughter. She's like, oh, I got to name one for my son. And his son caught wind of it and texted him, was like, I'm going to be so mad if you name a pizza after him. He's like, well, now I'm naming it that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait, so what is the name?
No, go ahead.
What is it? It's like, I'm forgetting his name, but I thought it was like Maddox. It's like Maddox is mad or something like that. Is the name of the pizza.
That's fantastic.
And what's on it?
Hot peppers.
I'm gonna look it up now because I don't want to screw it up.
Angry stuff, yeah.
I was
hot
like,
peppers.
My mouth was just full of the eggplant parm that he had made. So I was listening
that
to
that was pretty good.
I was like, in heaven. So I only caught half the details. I'm gonna look it up.
He won some people over with that.
Yeah.
That eggplant parm.
Yeah, it was super good.
Anyone who tried it came up to me and said, oh, I got a new place for eggplant parm now.
Cool.
And AJ, I heard you mention the Silver Sands pizza too. I mean, I'm
that's
always
another
just,
one.
It's miraculous how quickly they can make
wood
pizza.
Fire, yep.
And you're like, it can't possibly be good. You made it so fast, and you're like, yep, nope, this is heaven.
Wood fire,
is amazing.
Yeah, that one was kind of like a mashed potato type pie. It was really good.
Yeah, oh I totally God. Forgot about that. Yeah.
The Mad Marcos, that's the name
Mad
of the pizza.
Marcos.
The Mad Marcos, or cheese pizza topped with barbecue chicken, pineapple, and bacon.
Wow,
that was fun.
Yeah,
very creative.
Yep.
Yeah. And, of course, Whiskey Barrel's little steak tips. Those
yes.
People will swarm to that one, too. Let's see, I have my plate,
her
man.
Dad, Allison's dad, Allie's dad.
Yeah.
It was so awesome. Big dude, like, get over here, take a picture. And, you know, it's just like you're being, I felt like I was five again, being swallowed up by an adult. Like, this guy's like, get over here, you two. We're going to take a picture.
He kept going, you're building a brick shithouse.
Right. Like, yeah, you. Yeah.
Thank you.
I guess I posted on Instagram her name as her name, Ashley.
No, I think you posted it as Allie, but her name is Samantha.
No, I just called her Allie again.
You did. That's okay. That's why I looked at you funny.
Right. It's Samantha.
Right.
Oh, they're going to love this shit. He did it again. God damn it.
Well, the thing is, she kind of looks like Allie from the Richfield Playhouse with the blonde hair.
But what name was on the card? Was the right name on the card?
Samantha, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a lot of names on that card.
You could have saved me right there.
You're stuck in the A's.
Sorry.
You're stuck in the A's.
And then I'm sad you guys missed the Brotherly Grub truck.
Yeah.
That pulled pork slider was...
there
first.
So we stopped there. We talked to them.
Yep. We just forgot to get some eat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we'll have a second.
Well, now they have to come and make
breakfast.
I don't want breakfast. I want lunch, but breakfast.
I want the
biscuit
sandwich.
Like,
man.
Forget an annual occasion. I want that to be like my weekly Thursday meal.
Yeah, imagine that every Thursday.
Drew would kill me. Drew worked so hard.
So thanks to everyone involved, especially Arts Television and Appliances.
Yes. Yeah, good guy, man. Good, very good guy.
And everybody who was involved.
Genuine There's person,
a
man.
Whole list of names.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Genuine person.
I'm beat right now.
So am I.
I'm
going
to go take a nap. And then Ashley's going to go up on a balloon tomorrow, hopefully.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning. Sunrise. The birds awaken and the balloon rises and it's going to be wonderful.
And the bird scatters, the balloon's coming down.
That's a very good point a listener made about peeing before you get in the basket.
Yeah, I was going to say, make sure, because there's no bathroom on board.
Well, it didn't occur to her until AJ was doing the fake captain.
Yep.
Yeah, welcome aboard. There's no bathroom.
She's like, oh, that's right. There's no bathroom.
What am I going to do?
It's like, well, go before.
Hold it or pee through the basket.
Yeah.
Or over the basket.
No, Whisker. Whisker. Wicker.
Yep. That's good time.
I just love the idea of flying in a picnic basket attached to a balloon.
You're not really flying,
you're
floating.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
You're not really flying, you're floating.
No.
You're floating.
I never looked at a picnic basket and said, I'd like to attach a balloon to that and get inside.
No, I like to put the sandwich inside and have it lunch.
You know, that'd be a funny video if we got a picnic basket now and a couple of balloons from a store and put like a Barbie in it and like Ashley on the shirt and like, right? And then go up and
yes.
Then
I got BB guns at home, man.
Oh, that would have been amazing.
Fire a couple rounds at it.
That'd be a funny video.
Yeah.
See? Let's try that.
Dom from Long Island sent me a video right as we were talking about this. It's that
Missouri crash.
Farmers. We are farmers, right?
The farmers. Yeah. The one landing on the Audi.
Yeah.
Sorry, I crashed your car.
Yeah. I ballooned your car.
Ballooned your car. That was it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I left a note.
I got an email that somebody went up into a ride with her 90-year-old aunt, I think.
Whoa.
And she was afraid to move, so she was holding onto the basket, and everything was fine except for the landing. They landed crooked, and she landed on top of her aunt. Like, on the ground.
Had to peel up the ground.
On top of the 90-year-old aunt?
Yeah.
Yep.
How did the aunt
fall, though?
I think she was fine. She said she loved it.
It cushioned her fall.
She's like an accordion with two shoes.
I smell like Ben Gay now.
It's amazing the details you hold on to and what you don't remember.
I mean,
there's no way a 90-year-old takes a basket.
Yeah, and it's just like, I'm fine. Yeah. Let's go get coffee and pie.
God. You know she got hurt.
Yeah, no, there's... No, that is... you don't come back from that one. I'm sorry.
Nope.
There's a little plaque now where that happened, I'm telling you.
There's an imprint where she was.
Yeah.
It's like a 90-year-old got squished here.
Yeah. You know what? I did one of those things on stage where last night where the words start coming out, and I'm like, I don't know how this is going to go. I really shouldn't have put that out there and put Ashley on the spot. But so the tribe's gathered around. I think it's our second... announcement on stage. And I said, so what do you guys think of Ashley? And that could have been
boo.
Well, no, I knew it wasn't going to be boo because
there
was such a love vibe in the room.
Right.
It wasn't going to be boo, but it could be, you know, like a.
Right.
You know?
Which this sucks. Me sucks.
I got that a couple times.
I think someone did say that.
I think that was me. No, I'm just kidding.
But it was a real enthusiastic roar.
It was.
Yeah.
And, it was heartwarming because, you know, we've been through some changes here over the years and, you know, when Megan was here, when she left, we were like, well, there's, yeah.
That's what Megan did.
That's it. And then Pam came and we were like, holy crap, this is awesome. And then Pam, we're like, oh, well, you're not going to get three, you know, times where you have three, you know. And
so when the fourth comes.
Thanks, AJ.
No, I was really happy for that. And I was talking to somebody last night. It was one of the most obnoxious people when we were giving stuff away.
Sorry about that.
She was in all the rain. Like, she looked like it was like a Grateful Dead, like hippie shirt.
Long brown hair.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was over by the gin and tonic table. Shocker. And she was like, you know, Pam had that something that just grabbed you, and Ashley has that something. And she said, I didn't like the change, but now I'm excited about it.
Right.
And I thought that was the best way to say it. There's that something, you know?
Right. So.
I just appreciate the warm welcome. I mean, when I see the tribe, like at events or whatever, everybody's so nice. Everybody was nice to me last night. I mean,
you should have cost a lot of money.
I'm broke now. No. No, I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, you want people to be a little grumpy when you start because you want to see that they have some love for the person who was just there.
Well, Pam was great. I listened to her for six, you know, 5-6 years she was on. You know what I mean? Listened to Megan, listened to Pam. So, I mean, it's an honor, really.
People asked a lot, have you checked in with Pam? I texted back and forth with her last week. I have to get permission to text, to like share some of the stuff that, because I was nosy, you know, because, but she's really happy. She is going to graduate early November. You know how she is. If all goes well, she's going to graduate.
Yeah.
She'll be a petty officer, third class, and then she'll find out where she's going to be stationed. But I will say she's very happy. Personal life is very good, and she loves the Coast Guard. Very happy.
Awesome.
So
awesome.
I was talking to some people about the exact same thing last night, and they were like, what was it like when she told you? Like, was everybody sad? I was like, yeah, you never want to lose a member of a team like that. But as soon as she started, like, all of us could see that this was something inside of her that she had to pursue. Mm. And like, you can't fake that, and no one's going to get in the way of that kind of a passion. And the fact that she's where she is now, you can see how proud of herself that she is.
No, but it wasn't like, okay, I'm leaving for the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
The first lunch, we went out to lunch. And she said, I was thinking about joining the reserves, and that's one weekend a month and a couple weeks a year, whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. Sounds great. And then as she progressed in the system, she learned that she could actually get a waiver. And when she learned she got a waiver, she wanted to try for it. So it was like a drip for me.
At first, though, she said, waiver.
Wasn't like, yep, we're gone. What's that?
The video's flipped completely sideways.
That's fun.
Yep, I'm sure that's going to fix it.
Let's do this. Let's play a game right now. Who do you think is running the fucking camera right now?
Oh, I know.
Let's play a game. Who do you think is running the camera right now? Okay, who's the first tribe member to type in the intern's name who's running the camera right now? I gave you a little hint. What? Because I said
it's
intern.
It's just a bunch of people just like, who is running this camera? Right. Flip this camera. Mamsie got it first.
Oh, my God.
Mamsie, you win.
Right.
It's swipe.
It's still crooked, by the way.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I think we should all slide right now. Whoa! I don't know.
We're on a roller coaster. No. It's just like...
We're being swiped right now.
It's going to make people throw up.
For those about to puke, yes.
Because of motion sickness.
We're on a hot air balloon hurtling towards the planet.
This is going to be Ashley's tomorrow morning.
Whoa.
By the way, Laura in the Facebook Live said that she went on a hot air balloon ride, loved it, but when they landed, her chin hit her son's head. she crashed into the top of his head.
Did she lose any teeth?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Well, she didn't say.
Like, now I have like a pit. Like right here in my stomach,
we're
like tomorrow
piece.
Morning. I, oh, God.
All right, you're giving people motion teeth. Sickness. We have to cut.
Yeah, I told you.
All right, we got to go.
Okay. Goodbye.
Thank you, Swipe, for fucking this up. And thank you, everyone, for coming last night. Thank you for the love and have
Don't
a great
eat
weekend.
Away.
Maybe we'll see you at the Durham Fair.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.